A young boy was taken by his mother to the dentist for the first time. And the dentist saw this young man and said, "How old are you?" And the young child picked up four fingers. And the dentist said, "Can't you talk?" And the young boy replied, "Can't you count?" The precocious nature of the response and the self-confidence makes us laugh. We like to see people who know what they're doing. In the Ukrainian sermon, I especially underline the fact that there is a temptation, and it is very easy to know the easy temptations to evil, but the subtle self-inflicted wounds are more difficult to guard against. In the liturgy, we pray that we might be released. We might be liberated from all anger. Now, there are basically two types of anger. A good, righteous indignation, where you get upset at yourself or some evil or injustice. This cannot stand. We have to change this. This is bad. And we are motivated to action to change something for the better. But then there is that self-destructive anger, and we are all familiar with it. Someone is upset at work, they come home, and they take it out on their innocent family. What's wrong? Don't talk to me. Oh my God, another issue, because something went wrong at work. And children come home from school sometimes and something went bad. And they're all upset and they throw stuff. And the parents said, "What's wrong? Forget about it." How can I forget about something I haven't even heard? The anger that is self-destructive, that we pray in the liturgy that we might be liberated from this type of anger. Because some wounds, some pain simply needs to be digested. We need to get through it and not cause ourselves and other people more of it. You know that famous phrase that hurt people hurt people. In other words, people who are hurt tend to give their pain to others. No one wakes up in the middle of the morning and says, "I had such a great sleep. Let me cause some pain to somebody." Usually we have pain in our heart, some misunderstanding, some foul word. And instead of praying about it, instead of healing it, instead of talking about it, we keep it bottled up inside, we build these walls around us, and we yell at the people who are convenient to us, mostly our family. So today I ask you, think carefully. When some pain comes into your life, think to yourself, "I have to be liberated from this. It's going to take time to heal, but I don't make it better by picking at the wound, picking at the scab, tearing it up, poor me, and take it out on the people who are there to help me and people who love me." So today our prayer will be, Lord, help me. Help me to see that when I let go of evil, when I let go of pain and heal from it, I learn to free myself from the past and orient myself to the future. When Jesus was on the cross, he gave us an example. Forgive them, for they don't know what they're doing. He didn't say these nails don't hurt. He just said, these nails will not keep me from the future. Slava Isusu Christu.